It is time for a legislative update on KDOM, and today we get to talk with Senator Bill Weber. You are right in the middle of everything now. You mentioned before we started you're going through four bills a day, or so you're doing a lot right now.
Well, yes. In the we went in session every day this week. We dealt with four bills every day. There was nothing of great controversy in the bills. Actually, most everyone was able to vote yes on the bills, and we had good, and quite frankly, the House had already passed them and had a nearly unanimous vote. Once in a while, there's a few that voted no, but anyway, we got that out of the way, and like I said, they're bills that are important. Sometimes state agencies decide that they need to change the way things have always been considered, and we have to come back with a bill that says, no, you're not going to do it that way. So, and there was a little bit of that in there, and so we got through this week, and now we'll be waiting for, I don't know if there'll be some of the omnibus bills come forward or not.
So we still have, what do we have, another month left to the session, right?
Right.
And during, this is kind of the time now, pretty much everything that is going to be proposed, has it been proposed?
Yes, the deadlines are over for our committee work. The only committees that don't have deadlines, quite frankly, are taxes and bonding, and then the finance committee. They have to, any bill that involves spending money has to go through them anyway at some point, so they're always open as well.
Okay, and speaking of tax, the Twins stadium tax is being discussed.
Well, it is. Basically, it was 20 years ago that the Twins stadium was built, and at that time, there was a countywide, Hennepin County, tax, sales tax implemented to help pay for it. And that is coming to an end. Well, the site or the stadium is 20 years old. It needs some improvements. It's actually owned by Hennepin County, and so they would like to extend that tax to use some of the proceeds to help with the repairs of the stadium. And then they'd like to expand the tax in order to assist Hennepin County Medical Center and North Memorial Hospital, who are struggling financially. And so Senator Rest, who chairs the Senate Tax Committee, has introduced a bill, and I have agreed to be one of her co-authors. And people say, well, why would you do that? That's a metro hospital. Well, the reality of it is that both of those hospitals have services that rural Minnesota relies on. Burn units, emergency management people, and so, quite frankly, if you have a rural hospital, they know the services that are available at those two facilities, and we may have a serious trauma patient or a fire victim winds up here in those hospitals to be treated. So they are hospitals that we cannot really afford to lose, that our hospitals would suffer as a result of not having them there. And so I've been willing to do that. She has authored a bill with a small increase in the tax. They're asking for a full 1% increase in the tax, but I truly believe that is not going to happen. But there'll probably be some type of compromise reached at the end of the day.
So they're looking for an increase over what the current percentage is?
Yes, currently the percentage was very small. It was only 0.15%.
Oh, okay.
And with the repairs of the stadium that are needed and the improvements that need to be made, to probably take more than that 0.15% nowadays. With the inflation that has occurred in 20 years. So I don't know. She's reluctant. She does not want to go to a full percent. Some of the suburbs up here in Hennepin County would have a sales tax well over 10.5% if that was done.
Wow.
Simply because of the taxes that they put on themselves up here, and the county has, and actually the state generated a transportation and housing surtax on the seven county metro area. So, I don't mind local sales taxes. That's up to the locals to decide, because a local sales tax has to be voted on by the citizens. Quite frankly, leave it up to the opposition here to always throw another tax in wherever they can.
Right. Is there a concern where, because it was designed for the stadium and to be used for that, that it is kind of almost, I don't want to say misleading, but kind of where this is still the Twin Stadium tax, but we're going to use the money for hospitals?
Yes, there's, the increase that will be instituted by this piece of legislation will go to save their hospitals. And part of the reason, same people say, well, why are they in? I mean, all hospitals are struggling to some extent. But the reason that they have is that they have such a high percentage of Medicaid, Medicare patients, and any hospital, any doctor will tell you that those are the patients on which they lose money because the government pays so little.
Right.
And so as a result of that, they lose money on these people, and they have such a high percentage of them that it's hard for them to make money at the end of the day. That's why when people say to me, well, we need government Medicare insurance for everyone, I say absolutely not, because you'll basically break the entire medical system financially by doing that. And so, because quite frankly, having low reimbursement rates is the only way that the government can manage to afford it.
Right, right.
And so that's what goes on in that whole scenario. Quite frankly, there are some Minneapolis legislators that don't like it, and they don't want to see sales tax. They don't want to see any local sales taxes, even if it doesn't affect their community. And that's a whole nother area of discussion someday. But so we'll see what happens. I told Senator Ress that I would follow her lead on that issue, and I would support her bill. And so time will tell.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that one. All right. Well, before we let you go, you mentioned a lot of informational meetings going on. Is there anything worth that we need to mention today?
Well, last week in the Senate Ag Committee and the Senate Environment Natural Resource Committees held hearings on bills which were past the deadline. They weren't entitled to a hearing. They called it just an informational hearing. And they told the agricultural industry that it would just be agency people talking. Well, what they did is they brought in every environmental group they could think of, and it was basically a criticized Minnesota agriculture, Minnesota Farmer Day in those two committees. And I don't have all the details yet. Once I have them, I will be sharing that information. Because, quite frankly, I think those informational hearings give you a very strong indication of what would happen if they managed to gain the trifecta again.
Very good. Yeah, and it, man, our farmers, they're having a tough enough time the way it is without some of this other stuff. They don't need more of it.
No, that is correct. But anyway, we have a nice spring day. It's almost like summer out there, and so we will enjoy the day. And, the farming community is nothing but overly optimistic, if anything else, because they go ahead and they get the ground ready and they plant their crop. Even things may not look good at the time, but they're always hoping for the best.
Yeah, amen to that. All right. Senator, is there anything else we need to mention while we have you?
I think that covers it pretty well for now. And I tell you what, I'll try to do with the session winding down. I'll try to call you every week, and just to report in if to keep you fully informed as to what's happening and what's coming up on the agenda.
That would be great. We all understand it gets pretty busy up there, so we appreciate
you taking time. Besides, this is my last go around, and I don't have that many more opportunities to visit with you.
Well, you are always welcome, that's for sure.
Senator, all right, very good.
Senator Bill Weber, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. Everyone have a great day.